too. Yeah, a little bit more monitor on me. The instrument should be good, I think. Is that the radio?
Good morning.
Please, we'll get this sound just right here in a second. You know, the Bible has a lot to say about joy. Two phrases that come quickly to my mind are from the Old Testament, the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah said, the joy of the Lord is our strength. David, in one of his down moments, said, restore to me the joy of your salvation. We come together to worship. It's an opportunity for joy restoration. Our prayer this morning, and we're praying together as elders, is that unmet needs might be met, that just the presence of the Lord would fill hearts today. We're glad you've chosen to spend this time in the house of the Lord with the people of the Lord, to worship the Lord. And so let's take opportunity to do that. Father, we humble ourselves and come before you, asking that you would lead us and guide us, that you would allow us your joy, that we'd be strengthened by your joy,
yes.
And that if we need to reevaluate, refocus, or even that biblical word, repent, that you would help us to renew our relationship with you today. Your will be done, Lord. We submit ourselves to your leadership. In Jesus' name, amen.
Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead. Till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed. Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages labor's praises bring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. I have light in my soul for which long I had sought since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows run. Since Jesus came into my heart, down at the cross where my Savior died, down where from cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood of Christ. Glory to his name. My heart was the blood of mine. Glory to his name. What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms.
On this one.
Lost are saved, find their way. at the sound of your great name. All condemned feel no shame at the sound of your great name. Every fear has no place at the sound of your great name. The enemy, he has to leave at the sound of your great name. Jesus, worthy is the Lamb that was slain for us, the Son of God and man. You are high and lifted up, and all the world will praise your great name. All the weak find their strength at the sound of your great name. Hungry souls receive grace at the sound your great name. The fatherless find their rest at the sound your great name. And the sick are healed and the dead are raised at the sound of your great name. Jesus, worthy is the Lamb that was slain for us, the Son of God and man. You are high and lifted up, and all the world will praise your great name. Redeemer, my healer, Lord Almighty, Defender, my Savior, you are my King. Redeemer, my healer, Lord Almighty, Defender, my Savior, you are my King. Sing the name of Jesus. We worship the name of Jesus. We bow before you, Jesus. There is no other name but Jesus. Jesus, worthy is the Lamb that was slain for us, Son of God and man. You are high and lifted up, all the world will praise your great name. Redeemer, my healer, Lord Almighty, Defender, my Savior, you are my King. Defender, my healer, Lord Almighty, Defender, my Savior, you are my King. Jesus, worthy is the Lamb that was slain for us, the Son of God and man. You are high and lifted up, and all the world will praise your great name. Your great name. Your great name.
As we continue in an attitude of worship to the great name of Jesus, please feel free to lift up just a word of praise, a word of thanksgiving, a prayer of whatever's on your heart that blesses the Lord and honors His great name. I want to thank Him and praise Him today.
We give you glory and honor, Jesus.
Father, we thank you for your word. I thank you for the word that you can tell us to count it all joy when we encounter various
Lord, I thank you for the fellowship that we have with your people. Lord, thank you for the family of God, that we are yours, that we are your children, and that you're our God, and you're the perfect Father.
Father, as we bring our thanksgiving and heartfelt appreciation for all that you are and all that you do, we also lift up before you the burdens, those who are facing difficulties that we know you are their burden bearer. If we will but lay our burden down at your feet and take your yoke, which is easy, and your burden, which is light. We pray for those who are battling sickness and disease. We ask healing and comfort and grace and wisdom. For those who are contemplating major decisions, Lord, that you would lead and guide them with the wisdom that only you can provide. For those whose hearts are grieving and heavy because of death and the loss of loved ones, Lord, we ask that you be the comforter and help us to be agents of your comfort. Your word reminds us to comfort others with the comfort by which we ourselves have been comforted. We're reminded, Lord, we need one another. We're a part of one another, and you've designed it that way. Help us to be loving and faithful and caring. And we ask, Father, today that you forgive us of our sins as we humble ourselves before you. Help us, as your word instructs us, to forgive others their trespasses and sins. Help us to not be those who keep long accounts of wrongs done to us, but that we would lay them down and move forward. Even as Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind and looking forward for the upward call of God in Christ Jesus, in whose name we pray. And all God's people said, amen, amen. You may be seated. Well, it is good to see everybody this morning. It's good to see all the familiar faces. Good to see some new faces every now and then. Good to see some faces that are becoming more familiar on a regular basis. Good to see friends of mine from Ebenezer Connection. And just the fact that through the years we've all woven our lives together in this journey that we're all on. It's always a blessing to do so. So we're glad you're here. We hope you'll be blessed. I was handed a card last Sunday, and I just stuck it in my pocket. And afterwards, I realized I should have read it last Sunday. So I'm reading it today. It's to the church, and it's from Chloe and J. Marie and Gracie. And it says, thank you for donating money for us to go to Camp Calvary. We really appreciate it. We had a great time there. Thanks again. Love, Chloe Morrison, J. Marie Rose Piazza, and Gracie Comer. So thank you, ladies. And we heard that they had a great, great time over there. I have some announcements that I want to call attention to before I open up for any of your announcements. I think most everything that's in here has been on an ongoing basis for a few weeks as reminders. While I think about it, and I'm at that stage in life, if I don't talk about it as soon as I think about it, it'll be gone. You may have already known this, but I saw a sign at the Carpenters Christian Church last night as I was coming by. This Wednesday night, and I didn't get the time, but you can check that. Pat Day, Hall of Fame jockey, Christian is going to be speaking at Carpenter's Wednesday night. I heard Pat Day down in Lincoln County, George and I went to that. It'd be well worth your time to hear testimony of a man who rode more winners than about any jockey in horse history, but came to know Christ years ago and is being used in that industry as a witness. So that's at Carpenter's Wednesday night, if any of you would like to go. Goodness, what can I say about last Sunday evening? We ran out of parking spaces. Rock's going to have to mow more pasture over there. We had 6 baptisms, and then, obviously, as I've written here, had a great time with all of the good food and the swimming, the cookout, homemade ice cream. I discovered there's dairy-free homemade ice cream. Really, there is, and it's good. And so any of you who can't eat ice cream because you're dairy-free, check with Wanda Bergen and some others. And also, I'm just a fountain of information this morning. I also learned that night that Wendy's chocolate and vanilla frosties, they're not. I heard they're dairy-free. It's a rumor. I don't want to dispense any false information. I was trying to find something dairy-free for my grandkids who are on dairy-free, and it just breaks my heart. Okay, well, check that out further. I'm not going to dispense any more information I'm not sure about. So thanks to the Moores for hosting that event. And it's not too soon to plan for our concert. In fact, it's only 2 weeks from today is our concert with His Heart. And the fellowship dinner is a good old-fashioned Southern barbecue, and we're running an ad in the paper about that for the next 2 weeks. I've been inviting folks and hearing that folks are planning to come from near and far, invite your friends, and that's just going to be kind of an old-fashioned kind of day. And I think we're in a place in our church where people are kind of taking more note and saying maybe this is a church we ought to check out, and inviting folks to a good experience like that may just help them to know that this might be the place God would have them to be if that's where His will is for them. So be sure to invite folks to attend, and that's next Sunday, the 30th, 10:45, and then lunch catered by Dunn's Barbecue right afterward. I read the card. So, Kent, do you have the microphone? Does anybody have another announcement or update? I know there will be. Ruth has an announcement. But Adina's first. Yeah, sorry. Adina, yes. Thank you. There's a whole thing in the pastor's column instead of something I wrote, something about Mexico and Adina's ministry.
You don't want to try it in Spanish?
Pardon?
You don't want to do it in Spanish?
I looked that up on the internet.
He did good. I didn't do it. He did. And he did it correctly.
Read it as it should be. I couldn't pronounce it. I know los niños.
You did good.
Okay.
Ayuda a los niños. It means help the kids. There's a list of things we need at the home. Medicine, flip-flops. My mind's going blank.
Well,
right
it's
now.
Right there.
But
in
it's
print.
Right there. And then in the back, there's a board, and it says Mexico. That's the one. You just take a post-it note of what you want to buy. If you'd like to help, it'd be greatly appreciated. One thing is the flip-flops. Don't think $4 flip-flops. Really, the 98-cent flip-flops at Walmart are the best because they're only used in the shower. We don't wear them around the house. Really, 98 cents. That's it. We want the cheap ones. And anything you buy, if you can just save the receipt and bring it to me to get into Mexico, I have to have all the receipts. If I don't, I have to pay double for it. So you've paid for it, and then I get to pay for it again. So I really don't want to. So just bring me the receipts. That'd be great. And
is that it?
The box is back there. Yeah, the box is back there whenever you bring the stuff. It's underneath that bench. And just a praise. I know you're giving me that look. praise. My passport came back in a week and 6 days. I was figuring on 6 weeks. So I already got it back. I'll still be staying 6 weeks. But at least I have it now. I can legally go back.
Praise the Lord. And to clarify, as if that needed any clarification, that the board has the little sticky notes. I think verbally and in writing we've made that clear. And her whole objective was not to get 20 of one thing when there are various needs. So if you look and see what you think God would, or just moves your heart to say, I want to furnish this, take that, and then we'll know what's left to be done when they're not all gone Ruth?
This is a belated thank you. Megan Ellis, who is the head of the Vacation Bible School at Pioneer, she had talked to me a couple of weeks ago and asked me to relate to the church that the people involved, she wished she could just hug them and kiss them. And it made this year was so much easier for her than it has been, partly before, I'm sure, because she just kind of let it go. But she said everybody that came did extra, you know, and the ones that had specific jobs, like Erica, she knocked it out of the park, and of course Robbie and Mike, and with the music, and we don't even have to mention our own pastor that was just an actor at heart. He really is. And she just absolutely loved it and was so grateful to us for helping, and wanted you all to know that.
All right. Well, it has been a wonderful venture. Oh, Dave up here has raised his hand. It's been a wonderful venture for over 8 years or so now, joint with Pioneer, to do Bible school together, and it's just grown, I think, as a unifying force in the ministry. Dave?
I want to thank those who have brought in suggestions for the building committee. We've got some great suggestions. Matter of fact, the latest, and I don't want to quite say greatest, was maybe a swimming pool.
That's a joke, folks.
I just wanted to say that we are having our women's Bible study this Wednesday here at 1.
Okay.
We had, I think, 8, and there's like 10 or 11 that are signed up. So if you still want to join, this is our second one.
Okay, so it's not too late to sign up. I would like for Vance to just bring us a little update on the passing of T.A. Green.
I don't know if everybody knows that T.A. did pass away on July the 7th, and I attended the burial ceremony that they had at the National Cemetery in Georgia. It was very well attended by his family, and there's 7 or 8 of us from Kentucky that went down. They will have a celebration of life for T.A. In the future here, probably hosted by the New Providence Church, so we'll get that word out.
All right.
Pray for the family and dealing with his passing.
All right. And I mentioned friends from Ebenezer, which are Frida Howard and her son, Chad, and his wife and son, and Frida's mother, Leola, at the age of 94, passed away, and her funeral was a week ago, Saturday, on the 8th, correct? So, known Frida and her family for a long, long time. It's so good to have you. Your son Chad and his family live in northern Kentucky. Is that Scott?
Oh.
Every Sunday, there's a humbling experience. Scott, I couldn't see you. And I wondered why Chad stayed away so long. And your son was looking at me like, that man is crazy. And he doesn't even know he's talking about Scott and his wife and son. There are two boys. Brenda, I'm sorry.
Yes, I just wanted to first of all thank everybody for their prayers. God is good.
Hey, all the time.
Yes. But when we know about, what does that song say? We know who holds the future.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it's okay. Secondly, on our 2 weeks from today for our concert with His Heart, hopefully the deacons and elders will take care of getting the table set up the day before that. If any of you ladies or gentlemen or kids or whatever, teenagers, I'll put it that way, would like to help dressing the tables with the cloths, getting the centerpieces, that kind of stuff, let me know. We'll get that taken care of the day before, so Sunday will be a lot easier for us. Okay, thanks.
All right. And Brandy?
I'll try to make this quick and easy. I feel like Lemony Snicket right now. So if anybody knows me, you know that I do the play. And we have had a series of unfortunate events every week. So if you could just pray for the everyone. I almost got hit with a torch last night. We had a dog running around the stage. We've had cats. It's just been very interesting. So just pray for us, please.
All right. That's every weekend in July, the Fight for Kentucky. Brandy's actively involved in that, and it's not good when things don't run smoothly. So since we're told to not worry about anything but pray about everything, we'll add that to the list. Roger.
Trust me when I say the pool idea for the church is probably not good. Thank you very much for all who came and helped me destroy that mistake and pile the lumber in my shed. And I actually got to mow the pool area yesterday, and things are looking really good. Thank you so much. George says my daughter Jessie can take care of the rest of the small pile that's left there, so I'm assuming it'll still be there when the snow flies. we'll get it taken care of. But anyway, thanks again to all that came.
All right. That was a project we started with some of the boys helping to earn their way to camp, and I understand some of them were involved in the second phase of that. So there was a lot of catching up to do today, a lot of news and announcements to be shared. And in a little while, after our birthday recognition and anything else, we'll be asking the worship team to come and help us refocus for our time of communion together. I think there are a couple of birthdays that are probably in the bulletin and on the screen this coming week. Happy birthday to Johnny Chapa on the 17th, that's tomorrow, and on Wednesday the 3rd, D.D. McGinnis, and I think those were the only two birthdays. So happy birthday to those folks who are a part of our church family or related to our church family, and we wish them a very happy birthday. If there's nothing further, Rock, would you have the worship team come? And after a couple of songs of preparation, we'll be sharing communion together. And I'll offer just a few words of instruction and invitation before we share together. For the benefit of any who are visiting with us, it is the Lord's Supper. You are more than welcome and invited to participate. And we will be serving here at the front, where you can come and stand and receive the bread and the cup, or kneel, as is our custom. But let's stand together. Let's worship the Lord. Let's allow our hearts to kind of be turned back to a heart of worship and preparation to share the Lord's Supper.
Amazed and overwhelmed at how your mercy fell and changed the hardest heart as mine. I tried to turn away, denied the hand you gave, but you refused to leave my side. Wonderful God, wonderful God, wonderful Savior, wonderful Lord. Who could compare? None can be found. Wonderful Savior, wonderful God. Undeserving grace, you stole my heart away. Forever I am yours, my King. Again, to stand before you now and sing. Wonderful God, wonderful God, wonderful Savior, wonderful Lord. Who can compare? None can be found. Wonderful Savior, wonderful God. did. You say I have a future and there's a life for me to live. Lord, I want to praise you and say, wonderful God, wonderful God, wonderful Savior, wonderful love. Who could compare? None can be found. Wonderful Savior, wonderful God, wonderful God, wonderful God, wonderful Savior, wonderful love. Who could compare? None can be found. Wonderful Savior, wonderful God, wonderful Savior, wonderful God, wonderful Savior, wonderful
And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." If you've been in the church, almost any branch of Christendom through the years, you have observed the Lord's Supper or communion or the Mass, However it is described, it is a vital sacrament in the church. So what can we practically say that may refresh the depth of the meaning of this as we do it once again today? I think the Lord's Supper and all the sacraments strengthen our faith. For instance, Christ has commanded us to eat of this broken bread and to drink of this cup in memory of Him. And in so doing, He's given us assurance of several things. That first, His body was broken on the cross for us and His blood shed for us. Just as sure as you and I see with our eyes the bread, and just as sure as we see the cup, we are reminded that His crucified body and His shed blood feeds and nourishes our souls to eternal life. Just as sure as you this morning take and taste the bread, and just as sure as you take and taste the cup, they're given to us with the same surety of the body and the blood of Christ. So it's that simplicity. It's designed. You may have wondered what's in it. It's designed to say, and I'm just putting it in my own words now from the catechism, it's designed to say, as real as that bread that you can see and taste, as real as that cup which you can see and take, it is the same assurance of the reality that the body of Christ was broken at the cross and the blood of Christ was poured out. Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me as often. That's why He would say, as often as you do that, you show forth my death until I come again. It's the assurance of reality. And if you have received Jesus Christ, and if your faith is in Him, you have opportunity this morning to refresh that reality. Sometimes I think we get so accustomed to certain patterns that we do it with a certain amount of familiarity and tradition, and it loses its heart. Let the reality speak to our hearts this morning. And so we'll bless the bread and we'll bless the cup, and then you're invited to come, and as I said, to stand or to kneel. Come with your family, however you feel led to come. Examine your own heart and come and share in this real remembrance. Let's bless the bread.
Father, thank You for the cup of suffering, the cup where You poured out Your blood on the cross and You gave Your life for us. You said there's no remission without the shedding of blood. Jesus, thank You for paying the price. We bless and honor You today, Lord Jesus. King of kings, Lord of lords. Father, as those partake today, may all the benefits of heaven be poured out in the name of Jesus. Bless this cup and bless those who partake. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Please feel free to come and share in this supper.